If you want to get promoted, but you have been just struggling with your own thoughts and beliefs about what is possible for you in your career, then this episode is for you. In this episode, I share the 3 common mindset roadblocks that might be keeping you from getting promoted in your career, and the 4 mindsets that you need to adopt that will get you promoted into a higher level in your career this year. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Today, we're talking about your mindset, we're talking about your brain, your thoughts, what you believe, what you think. All of that is what impacts your mindset. And your mindset is so important because your mindset impacts the actions and the behaviors that you take, which then influences the outcomes you experience in your life. Like, what you believe is what will determine what you do. And what you do is what will determine what you experience. So if I believe that working out will give me a hot bod, because that's the phase I'm in right now, then I'm going to work out. And if I work out and I eat well, guess what? I'm going to have a hot bod. But if I don't believe that working out is effective, I'm not going to do it. And then I'm not going to experience the outcome I want. Like, I just want to use a random example here for you, because I talk about this quite a bit. And I think sometimes people often discount how powerful your thoughts are, how impactful your thoughts are. Like, a lot of us are even just thinking thoughts that are driving our behaviors without being aware of what those thoughts are and how they're driving our behaviors. And that's something I even have had to become so aware of more and more recently. Because I remember a few years ago when I had a conference that I was going to present at, I had 2 presentations at this conference. One was with a colleague and one was by myself. It was just me and my research that I was going to present. The one with the colleague, we had met, we had done all the work. We were ready to present like weeks before the actual conference. My own presentation, like literally up until a week before, I had not even started my slideshow. And so finally, when it was like about a week, I was like, Tega, get it together. What is going on? Like, you keep procrastinating, starting this thing. You're running out of time. And when I sat down to judge, I was like, why am I not working on this slideshow? I realized it was because I didn't believe in my own research. Like, mind you, this was a presentation that was based on a paper that was in publication. And there was a part of me that, because this was, I think this was my first, I'm not sure, but I want to say this was my first solo presentation early on in my career as a professor. And so it was like, it just clicked. Like, I didn't believe that my research was good enough. And so that kept me from sitting down to actually work on the presentation. And when I realized that that was the thought that was driving my lack of action and my lack of behavior, I was like, girl, that's some BS. That's some BS. And the reason I said that was because I had to submit a proposal to even have been accepted to present at this conference. And literally, this was me talking to myself. I was like, if they already accepted the proposal, that means they already thought the research was good enough. Now all you got to do is show up and deliver what you proposed. And I kid you not, like, once I identified that thought and I talked myself into realizing that I was on some BS again, like just saying rubbish to myself because it wasn't based on any evidence, I got up, I went to sit on my couch with my laptop, and within 2 hours, my slides were done. I kid you not, done. Because I did not believe that my research was good enough, I kept postponing actually putting together the slides that I needed for the conference. But once I identified that thought process, I realized how, first, it was impacting my behavior. Then I was able to change the thought, which changed how I felt. I was like, okay, now I'm encouraged. Now I feel confident in my work. I changed my behavior. I had a different outcome. Mind you, that presentation was awesome. Like, people were emailing me after about it. But if you want to get promoted and you don't believe you have the skills, you don't believe you're good enough, you don't believe you have what it takes, you don't believe you can be successful, you will not do what you need to do to actually land that job or be visible enough to get the opportunity. Like, if you, and I'm saying this because, again, I can't emphasize enough, a lot of us aren't even aware of what we think about ourselves and what we think about what's possible for us. But if you have been trying to get promoted for years, and you haven't, I want to just first invite you to just ask yourself, what do I actually believe about this promotion? What do I think about myself? What do I think is possible? Because you might find that you have some mindset roadblocks that are holding you back from taking the action that you need to take to actually get you to that promotion that you want. Now, speaking of mindset roadblocks, there are three very common ones that I've been hearing recently. And I want to share those with you before I then share the four mindsets that I want you to adopt that will get you promoted this year. I want to first identify, like, do you have these mindset roadblocks? Just so, again, when you know what you're thinking, you can try to change what you're thinking, which will then change your behavior. So the first mindset roadblock that I've been seeing a lot, not just with my clients, but even on social media, like, people are just fear-mongering all over the place and is thinking that companies aren't hiring right now. This mindset is like a fear of the economy. You're telling yourself it's not like back in 2021 when people were getting jobs left, right, and center. Companies aren't hiring right now. And when you say that, this fear of the economy leads to you either not taking any action in your job search. You don't update your resume, you don't apply for the promotion, you don't apply for the new job, or you settle and accept lower paying roles instead of the higher paying role you really wanted. Now, what you have to realize is, like, people are still landing incredible jobs even now. Just in 2024, last year, multiple clients of mine landed jobs while increasing their salaries. It's all about adapting your approach to the market that we're in. Another mindset roadblock that I hear is just like, you just feel burnt out from the job search. Like, you've been trying to get promoted for 2, 3, 4 years now, and so you're burnt out. And so this might sound like, you know, the thought behind this mindset might be something like, you know, I just don't have time to customize every application. I'm a working mom. I'm too busy to get a promotion. I just don't have time to take on more responsibilities. And when you do this, it actually leads to you either rushing applications, you're taking the easy way out, easy apply button, or you're getting more rejections, or you're just discouraged in the process, so you're not really putting your best foot forward. And the reason why you think this, again, you're burnt out because you've been doing this for years now, so it makes sense, but you have to realize that job searching for a promotion is not about doing more. It's about being strategic with less effort. It's about building relationships. It's about applying for the right job. If you haven't listened to the episode before this one, where I shared a step-by-step guide to getting promoted this year, I definitely encourage you to go listen to that episode, because you'll hear, when I say it's about being strategic, you will hear step-by-step what I mean by that. And then the third mindset roadblock that you might be experiencing, I've heard this one, actually, forget even hearing this one. I've struggled with this one multiple times in my own career. And it's like, when you're doubting God's plan. And this, again, if I think of myself, this sounded like, how do I know this is the job God wants for me? Like, Lord, how do I know this is the right job for me? And like, you're going back and forth, like, God, is this job in your plan for me? And it's like, he's probably looking at you like, girl, you play too much. Get it together. Just apply for the job. Like, legit, I'm telling you, I have struggled with this one so much at different points in my career. I remember specifically when I was finishing my PhD and I was getting ready to go for a job. Actually, let me just say, I was finishing my PhD and I was being called into my own promotion, like my own next level role, which would have been going from being a counselor to being a counselor educator. So to being a professor, you need a PhD to be a professor, a counselor educator, right? So that's why I was getting my PhD. But as I was in my last year, I started doing this like agonizing of, Lord, I don't know what job to take. Should I be a professor or should I go back and be a school counselor director because I had worked as a school counselor before? Or should I just be a director of career services because I had also worked as a career counselor? Like, yeah, I've worked as a career counselor, a school counselor, and a mental health counselor. Like, your girl got the experience. But I would be like, should I go back to the schools and be a district leader? Or should I just be a director of career services at higher ed? Because I had experience doing that. Like, I was asking if I should do everything but the job God was calling me to do, which was be a professor. And honestly, low-key, and I didn't put this in my notes, but low-key, this doubt in God's plan was being facilitated by self-doubt. Like, I did not believe that I had the skills that I needed to be successful as a professor. And so I was hemming and hawing and going back and forth. God, should I take this job? Should I not take this job? Should I go for a different job? Like, what should I do? What should I apply for? Like, girl, thinking about it now, I'm sick of my own self. Like, what was I doing? What was that about? Because all this does is it creates indecision and fear of making the wrong move. That's what it does. Like, it just keeps you from taking any kind of action. And you have to realize that, or at least for me, what I had to realize was that, look, okay, I know that God's plan for me includes growth and impact. And so I just have to trust that he equips me for every season. I feel like he's calling me into this professor role, and I'm just going to trust that he's going to give me the skills that I need to be successful in that role. And mind you, he did. Your girl got tenured last year. It was a great year for me, 2024. But all that to say is, like, sometimes your doubt in God, like you asking God, what should I do, is really a doubt in your own self and your own skills. Okay. So I wanted to start there again to just lay the groundwork to see if these are some mindset blocks that you're experiencing and to hear how they might have been keeping you from getting promoted. Now, that being said, what are the mindsets that will get you promoted this year? The first one is recognizing, and I said this one a little bit, but I want to go into it in more detail. The job market is different, so I'm going to change my approach. Let me say that again. The job market is different, so I'm going to change my approach. Like, instead of thinking that job searching is about quantity, you're applying to hundreds of jobs, realize that it's about quality. So you have to become strategic about how you are trying to land your promotion. And this is specifically if you're trying to get an external promotion. If you're getting an internal promotion, that's a different conversation. Like, you can become intentional about how you are building out your resume and your LinkedIn profile. Like, when I work with my clients, I teach something called the Target Resume Framework that allows you to create a resume that doesn't just list your responsibilities, but actually highlights your value and impact so that you can showcase your fit for the role. But when you do that, it also makes you apply to jobs, the right jobs, I should say, faster, with less stress, because you're not having to customize your resume. Like, every time you see a job, you're trying to hack your resume to fit it. You're not doing all of that. Okay. And you don't have to be good at a resume to do this. Okay. You just need the right system, the right tools, the right support. And that's something, again, that I provide my clients with. Like, when you work with me, I give you templates. I do personalized audits. You will have everything you need to stand out in the job market. But it's so important to recognize that you have to change your approach. Part of changing your approach is also not just applying to job boards. Because I'm telling you, job boards are dead. They're dead. You need to be having conversations with people. You need to be networking. And I know you hate that word networking. It makes you feel awkward. It makes you feel sleazy. But realize that networking is just building authentic relationships by having conversations with people. But you have to change your approach. You have to get to know people if you're going to land a promotion this year. Because what you also have to realize is that people who are referred for a role are 80 times more likely to get the job than someone who applies externally. Not to mention the fact that 60% of available jobs are never posted on a job board anywhere. So if you're not having conversations, it's going to make your job search harder. And the thing about conversations is that not only does it help you access roles that are not publicly available, it also speeds up your job search timeline. I remember one of my clients last year, when she was ready to start job searching, she started with a conversation with a mentor at a former job that she was at. And she talked to him about the change she was trying to make, the job that she wanted. And he connected her to a colleague at a different institution. And so when he made that connection, she talked to that colleague. The colleague was like, the woman was like, oh, okay, send me your resume. Let's see what's up. And mind you, her resume was already done because we had used the Target resume framework to update her resume. So she sent it. The woman she spoke to at the new organization told her about two different jobs at that institution that were not posted publicly anywhere. My client got the interview for both jobs, got the offer for both jobs, ended up picking the one that was the right fit for her while increasing her salary by $13,000. All of that started from one conversation she had with a former mentor. That's what I mean when I say you have to change your approach. If you are relying on job boards, it will take you forever and you will keep feeling burnt out in the process. The second mindset that I need you to have, or that you're going to need to have to get promoted this year, is to realize that you can job search without burning out. You can job search without burning out. Because when you overcommit to every opportunity, you're spreading yourself too thin, you're applying to every job you see, that's how you get burnt out. Not to mention, you're still doing the most at your job that you're trying to leave. That's how you get burnt out. When you become intentional about your job search approach, actually, let me take a step back. When you reduce your effort at work, stop giving them 110% if you're trying to leave the company. Bring it down to like about 70%. You should be doing 70% performance. And then you become intentional about how you're applying. When you build a clear schedule, when you have a plan, when you have a strategy, you are going to job search and land your promotion without burning out. Like, you just need a schedule, a clear schedule that you actually plug into a calendar. When I work with my clients, I teach them something called the PEACE schedule that allows them to set realistic goals, focus on high impact activities so that they can job search without burning out. And in its simplest form, the PEACE schedule is really just putting things in your calendar. When are you going to actually look for jobs? When are you going to apply to jobs? When are you going to upskill? When are you going to have conversations? That's it. Those are the only four things you need to put in your calendar. When are you going to search for jobs? When are you going to apply for jobs? When are you going to upskill? When are you going to have networking conversations? Four things. That's all you need. If you can plug these four activities into your calendar every week, you will job search easier without burning out. Because now, like, what you have to realize is that when you sit down to do something for your job search, if you don't know what you're doing, that in itself takes energy. Like, thinking about, what should I do with my time today? I have only 1 hour. What am I supposed to do? By the time you figure it out, 20 minutes are gone and now you're stressed out. That's contributing to your feeling of burnout. But when you sit down on Sunday, you plug in those four activities into your calendar for the week. And then when the time comes, you just do the activities. Time to search, you just spend an hour searching. It's time to apply, you submit your application, or you update your resume, or you write your cover letter. It's time to upskill, you do the upskill activity. It's time to network, you show up for the conversation. When you put those in your calendar, you will land your higher paying job without burning out. When you have the right strategies, it actually saves you time in your job search. This is how my clients are able to start landing jobs after less than 10 interviews. This is how my clients are landing jobs in 2 to 4 months, because they have clear, personalized strategies. They have a plan that allows them to just take the action they need to take and job search without burning out. The third mindset that you need to have to get promoted this year is to recognize that your career is an avenue to live out your purpose. Your career is not your purpose. It is a pathway to live out your purpose. So if you've been doubting whether, you know, going for a higher level role and having ambitions for career success, if that fits with your faith, I want you to realize that when you show up fully in your career, you glorify God and you bless other people through your impact. Like, your ambition and your faith can coexist. When you move into a higher level role, you're now able to have higher level impact. You're able to show what it's like to lead like a child of the kingdom. You're able to show what it's like to lead with compassion and lead with love and show up with integrity as a leader. Like you, that higher visibility allows you to highlight the work God has been doing in your life at a higher level. True ambition comes from aligning your work with God's purpose for your life, which his purpose for your life is to glorify him. That's it. Like, stop trying to find your purpose. If you identify as Christian, your purpose was already laid out for you. Glorify God. The end. Two words. That's your purpose. Glorify God. Glorify Jesus. Glorify the Holy Spirit. However you want to say it, that's it. And I know that sometimes as Christian women, there can be this internal struggle of, am I being too ambitious? Am I being greedy? Am I being selfish? Am I doing this just for the money? Right? But when you realize if your motives are to just operate at a higher level and have higher level impact, you realize that your career, getting that promotion, is an avenue to glorify God at a higher level. Getting that pay raise is an avenue for you to be a blessing to other people at a higher level. Getting that pay raise is an avenue for you to bless kingdom work, people who are doing missionaries, churches at a higher level. As long as you don't start glorifying the job, glorifying the salary, glorifying the impact, you can absolutely align your higher level job with your faith as long as you continue to give God the glory. So that's the third mindset. So the first mindset that I want you to have is the job market is different, so you have to change your approach. The second mindset is that you can job search without burning out. When you believe that you can job search without burning out, you will actually act like it. And the third mindset is that your career is an avenue to live out your purpose. The fourth and final mindset that you need to have to get promoted this year is your actions shape your outcomes. Your actions shape your outcomes. The actions you do or don't take will determine what you experience in your career. So if you're out here feeling stuck because you are indecisive, you're waiting for the perfect role, you're waiting for a sign, you're waiting for the right time, you're never going to take action and you're never going to get promoted. Let's keep it 100. Especially that right time one. I've heard women say this one so much. I'm just waiting for the right time. Girl, what is the right time? How will you know when the right time is? Like, if I tell you right now, give me 5 signs that you will know it's the right time. Can you tell me 5 concrete things? The answer is probably no, girl. Like, trust me, I've worked with clients, so I know the answer is probably no. Stop staying stuck in indecision. Stop waiting for everything to be perfect. Like, if you are a self-proclaimed perfectionist, throw it out the window right now. The actions you do or don't take will shape the outcomes you do or don't have. And this is why when I work with my clients, I teach them something called decisive action. You just have to make a decision and move. This move is actually a model. So move is a model that I teach my clients for taking decisive action. It stands for make a decision, own the outcome, validate with data, evaluate and adjust. You can just take decisive action. If you're worried about making the wrong move, recognize that there's no decision that is permanent. Like, you are journaling, you are reflecting, you are thinking, trying to get clarity. Meanwhile, the only thing that will give you absolute clarity is action. Once you take action, you will now have data that you can use to inform your next step. Like, you can think all you want, but until you make a move, you will not have clarity. So recognize that if you want a promotion, what are the actions that you need to take to get that promotion? Update your resume, work with the coach, apply for the job, improve your interviewing skills, improve your negotiation skills. Take action that will bring you closer to the promotion. Okay? So those are the 4 mindsets that will get you promoted this year. Adapt your approach to the current market. Focus on impactful strategies to avoid burnout, align your career with your faith and purpose, and take control of your actions and decisions. Like, if you adopt these 4 mindsets, I can almost guarantee that you will be promoted in the next 6 months. Like, if you commit to these mindsets and actually take an action based on these mindsets, within 6 months, you will be in your higher level job, guaranteed. Now, if you are ready to stop spinning your wheels, like you're like, okay, Tega, yes, I can try to adopt these mindsets, but I'm still like in my own head, like I'm still going back and forth, then I want to invite you to work with me in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career. Because when we work together, we do the mindset. Like if you need, you know, to get over your own self, and I'm saying this because literally I had a client, she's like, Tega, I need to get over my own self. I keep talking myself out of jobs. It's like, okay, that's fine. I'm going to talk you into the job. Here's your homework. Apply for a job next week. And she did. And she got an interview. Right? Like that's the power of having a coach in your corner, is that you have somebody who can help you get out of your own way, help you see how you're getting in your own way, and just give you the strategy so that you can just take the action. Because sometimes the reason why you don't take action is because you don't even know what to do. And so in Next Level Career, this is where I help you advance into your higher paying, higher impact, higher level role with faith and confidence without compromising who you are. When we work together, you will get bi-weekly coaching sessions. You get everything from resume templates to cover letter templates to interview scripts and negotiation scripts, everything that you need to actually advance to your next level role without the mindset drama of wondering if you're good enough and wondering if you should apply, because I will help you move through all that mindset drama. So just go to privatecareercoaching.com to learn more about Next Level Career and how we can work together. And again, I want you to commit to adopting. If you came into this year saying, I want to get promoted, I want to advance, I want to go to a higher level, I want you to commit to adopting these four mindsets and watch how your life and your career will change this year. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it helpful, and I will catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you're ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and start stepping into your next level role with faith and confidence, I've got something special for you. I created a private podcast series just for professional Christian women like you, teaching you exactly how to step into higher paying, higher impact roles without compromising who you are. Visit nextlevelrole.com to sign up and listen today. Again, that link is nextlevelrole.com, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. Your next level role is waiting for you, so let's make it happen.